On April 27th, Teller met with Roger Robb, who wanted to be sure that the mercurial physicist was still ready to testify against his old friend.
Teller later claimed that this meeting occurred the next day, only minutes before he was sworn in, but his memory is contradicted by a handwritten note he later sent to Strauss in which he stated he had met with Robb the evening before his testimony.
According to Teller's account, Robb bluntly asked, "Should Oppenheimer be cleared?" "Yes, Oppenheimer should be cleared," he replied. Whereupon Robb pulled out a transcript and had Teller read that part of Oppenheimer's testimony in which he had admitted to inventing a cock-and-bull story. Claiming to have been astounded that Oppenheimer had so brazenly confessed to lying, Teller later said that he left Robb uncertain about whether he would testify that Oppenheimer deserved to be cleared. Teller's recounting of this incident is disingenuous. For more than a decade, he had deeply resented Oppenheimer's influence and popularity among his fellow scientists. By 1954, he desperately wanted to defrock him in his own church. What Robb had shown him from the still-secret hearing transcript simply made it easier for him to testify against Oppie.